dot to dot. The Daily 5-Minute Skill Demo Show. For everyone who's simply dotty about Alexa.
Hey guys, today we are going to look again at a skill, another one by Vocala. Pointless, it was mentioned in this week's Amazon newsletter, and it's really good. The idea, by the way, is to get a correct answer, but the least popular correct answer out of several correct answers that there could be, if that makes sense. Alexa, open Pointless.
Very good morning to you. Alexander Armstrong here, and this is Pointless. You know the rules, so it's over to our lovely co-host Alexa for today's category.
Thank you, Xander. Today's category is geography.
Are you ready to play Pointless?
Yes.
Righto. Question 1. Name a capital city that is alphabetically after London. Just say Alexa and the answer when you're ready.
Alexa. Madrid. That's probably quite popular.
Madrid. Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if that's right. And if so, let's see how many of our 100 people said it.
You scored 53 points.
That's not a bad answer.
You could have had Paris for 67 points.
What?
Or Mali, which was pointless. Oh. That makes your total so far 53.
Shall we move on to the next question?
Yes. So it didn't mean the next letter.
Okay,
after.
Let's
just
move on with question 2.
Later in the alphabet, maybe.
Name an English city beginning with the letter L.
Alexa. Leicester. That's probably
Leicester.
Quite popular.
Is that
it?
Your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if that's right, and if so, let's see how many of our 100 people said it.
You scored 76 points.
What part of the word obscure do you not understand?
You could have had London for 84 points.
What?
No. Or Lancaster for 36 points.
What?
That makes your total so far 129.
What?
Right. Are
London,
you ready for the next question?
Surely was the most popular. Yes.
Time for today's final question. Countries that contain the letters U and N.
UN. My mind's blank. Don't want to go for United Kingdom or United States.
If you need more time, just say, give me more.
Uganda.
Uganda, is that your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, let's see if that's right, and if so, let's see how many of our 100 people said it.
You scored 62 points.
Well, that's okay, but there are more obscure answers out there.
You could have had United Arab Emirates for 15 points. Or the Congo, which was pointless.
Huh.
That makes your total score for today 191. Would you like to play again?
No.
That's all for today, folks. Don't forget to play again tomorrow. So, it's goodbye from Richard.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from our assistant.
Goodbye.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.
Try more Vocala games. Just say open deal or no deal.
Okay, guys, I think I get it. I've never watched the TV programme. I think it's a TV programme. The fewer points, it seems, is the more obscure answer, and you want to get as fewer points as possible. That's why I was confused by London having a higher score, because obviously I'm used to higher scores being better. But anyway, I think I get it now. A bit slow on the uptake, aren't I? particularly as I've demoed this before. But do you know what, guys? I have a problem with this skill. The Congo does not have a U in it. Just saying. Just putting that out there. Okay, guys. This is Robin signing off. Speak again tomorrow.
Feedback, comments, demos. thedot2dot podcast@gmail.com. Briefcast.fm.